Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. Today, I'd like to talk about polypharmacy. Polypharmacy, what does that even mean? Well, it basically means the taking of medicine, prescribed medicine usually, and more than one prescription medicine by one person. So polypharmacy essentially means many drugs, I guess, is a sort of simplistic way of thinking of that word. And it's a real issue because if you look at the last 50 years in medicine, people tend to be living longer, and as a result, they have more ailments and illnesses and long-term conditions, and that means they need more medication. So it makes sense that polypharmacy is a growing issue. But the other side of it is, how do we know when someone actually needs medication as opposed to just starting something and then staying on it for the foreseeable? Who reviews that, and how do you optimise someone's medication? Now, first off, I have to say that I'm a believer in prescription drugs. Now, I know a lot of people won't think of me as having anything other than interests in prevention, but you can do both. And I would say that some medication is absolutely essential and life-saving. Now, acute examples would be antibiotics if you're septic, for example, but also medication to keep your blood thin if you've had clots, or insulin if you have particular types of diabetes. But what's dangerous is when someone is being overprescribed medication, and this happens very commonly and inadvertently. Intentions in general are all good at outset, I think, in medicine. No one goes into medicine to purposely harm anyone. But unfortunately, prescribing and medication can lead to harm. And I want to jump straight in with an example. So some years ago, when I used to go on home visits to nursing homes, so we now have allocated doctors that do that in our practice. But when I used to, often one of the very common presentations that we'd be asked to visit for would be an elderly lady who was often suffering with dementia and bedbound, and the query would be, nursing team or care team, unsure whether it's a chest infection or vomiting. And you would get this person bringing up a lot of mucus. Now, one of the things I noticed on a lot of these patients' drug cards is that they would be on a medication for osteoporosis, a tablet called alendronic acid. And if you look at the side effects of that tablet, it's notorious for triggering something called esophagitis and can even lead to ulcers. And very often in this particular scenario, an out-of-hours doctor or another clinical person had been to visit already and tried a course of antibiotics with no effect. And so I used to sometimes stop the alendronate, and lo and behold, all of that mucus and that kind of esophageal mucus would dry up. Now, you can't just stop a drug like that without thinking about it, because obviously it gives you bone protection. But it's a good example of where, weighing up the risk and the benefit of actually having a particular drug. There are other examples of drug prescribing, and that one I just gave you isn't one of polypharmacy, although actually it is in the sense that that particular type of patient would normally be on several different types of medication. But often you'll find with polypharmacy, someone is given a drug to counter the effects of another drug. So a really common one is if you're prescribed anti-inflammatories for, say, back pain, you may be given something to protect your stomach from that anti-inflammatory. Very common combination. And of course, the more interaction someone has with, you know, a health service, often the more they have alterations to their medication. So in my case, a lot of my patients will end up in hospital, and a hospital doctor will start a new medication, and then it often will just be there for a while until they're reviewed again in 6 months by the hospital clinic. But someone's got to have a global overview of what this person is on, and often it falls to GPs. It shouldn't just be our job, but often it is. And increasingly, we work with pharmacists in primary care who really try and help rationalise and make safe the combinations of drugs. It's not always obvious and it's not always easy. And one of the difficulties in general practice is if you've known a patient for many years, you know all the foibles of which drugs agree with them and which ones don't. And so the pharmacist's advice, which is always safe and really good, often can't be applied because Mrs. X always feels really ill when she tries taking a statin. We've tried her on an alternative called a fibrate. That didn't work. We've tried her on another alternative and that didn't agree with her. So we've just agreed not to treat her high cholesterol, even though it may help. So how big a problem is polypharmacy? Well, sometimes it's not at all. Occasionally, and most of the time, I would like to think that polypharmacy is appropriate. And for example, you know, to give you a real life example, those of you listening who are healthy and are not on any medication, God forbid, but if you were to have a heart attack now and were taken into a hospital in the UK, you know, you would have appropriate acute treatment, but then when you came out of hospital you would be on probably 6 different drugs, and that would include something to slow your heart rate down, probably something for your blood pressure, a statin, and more than one agent to keep your blood thin, and of course something to protect your stomach from all of those, particularly the blood thinners. Now that's deemed appropriate polypharmacy by, you know, across the board, by physicians, by medics, because they've looked at the evidence in terms of how do we prevent this person from having another event like this. And that combination of drugs, of beta blocker, ACE inhibitor, and, you know, as I say, the blood thinners and the statin, really minimise the risk of that person having anything like that again. And at the other end of the scale, inappropriate polypharmacy is an absolute disaster. And this is where drugs interact and unfortunately lead to harm. Sometimes it's just really bad luck. So I've heard stories of people having bleeds in the brain because they were on something that is designed to keep their blood thin, but actually, unbeknownst to their doctor, they'd been taking ibuprofen every day for headaches. And the two don't get on, they actually increase your bleeding risk. There's also something about being well informed, and I remember many years ago there was a chap who, in fact, I bought a car. It was the car I was driving at the time, completely conked out. The engine just failed in the middle of on the A41. And so I needed a car really quickly, and went to a garage in West London, and he was taking me on a test drive. And when he found out that I was a doctor, he was telling me about all of his medical problems, as a lot of people do. And he mentioned that he had high blood pressure and he was on a tablet called bendroflumethiazide, which we don't use very much anymore. People are still on it, but we wouldn't sort of start someone on it for blood pressure nowadays. It's just not in the guidance. But and then he said, and I've got terrible gout. And I remember thinking, wait a minute, I'm sure Bendro causes gout as a side effect sometimes. And I said, look, you know, maybe you should mention it to your doctor because, you know, actually that drug can lead to gout as a sort of side effect. And I'm not sure he believed me, but, you know, I don't know what happened next. But the point is that there is something about knowing about side effects and also what happens when you take more than one drug together, because that changes the way that each drug works. So certain antibiotics you can't have if you're on a statin for cholesterol, because it increases the risk of something called myopathy or muscle damage. And of course, the group that are most vulnerable are the elderly, because they tend to be on a lot of medication. Now, in terms of the bad effects of polypharmacy, there is a link to a paper in the show notes. And essentially, it's everything from cognitive decline to falls to death. I mean, it can really cause havoc, particularly in elderly people. And I guess the first question with any drug to ask yourself or the person prescribing it is, do I really need this? I think it's quite important to have these conversations. I know of more than one tragic story of people who have decided to stop medication against medical advice and have just literally passed away as a result. It's often blood pressure medication. And I guess that's the flip side to polypharmacy. And of course, you've got to remember, this is such a complex subject in a way. It doesn't just mean too much medicine. It can also be a real burden when a doctor just prescribes another tablet. One of the things I hear most often in the consulting room is like, oh, I don't want another tablet. I'm sick of tablets. And that's the time to think, wait a minute, should we be stopping something else? Do you need everything that you're actually on? What is each drug doing and what are the potential side effects?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I also want to just acknowledge the other flip side of this, and that is that people often ask us these days for medication. And as new drugs hit the market, whether it's for weight loss or cancer or whatever it is, the public will often want something that we can't always provide. And that increases polypharmacy too. So the bottom line is, drugs can save your life, but they can also kill you. And I'm talking about prescription drugs. And it's really important to make sure that you are only taking medication that you need to be taking and that it's reviewed regularly. Okay, that's it for this week. Just a reminder that too much of anything is bad, even laughter. And they often say laughter is the best medicine, but remember, you can, in very rare cases, die of laughter. So there you go. Thank you for listening, and do let me know if you've got any other ideas or any topics that you want me to cover. I do appreciate you listening, I really do, and thanks again for all your support. And until next time, do take care, look after yourself. Bye for now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.